Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to the new season of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. It is March the 8th, 2021, and this is the new season of Gospel Gold. We're glad that you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It is a program that is dedicated to preserving the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was work songs and field hollers, the first recorded sounds of our people on these shores. It is rhythm that drives our music. When our first ancestors came to this country, they brought with them their African rhythm. It is rhythm that drives the music in this country. And because of the adversities that we have overcome here in America, we have produced some of the greatest music to be heard by anyone. And certainly that is true with traditional African-American gospel music. It is the only program on the air anywhere that is dedicated to preserving the history of traditional African-American gospel music. Not only do we play the music, we also talk about the artists. We give the history of the music and the artist that sings that music. We thank you for joining us tonight for this new season of Gospel Gold. There are two things that we're going to try to do tonight. We're going to introduce a artist, as we always do every week, and then we're going to talk about some of the programs that you will be hearing on upcoming episodes of Gospel Gold this season. This is our third season on Blog Talk Radio, and we have recorded many programs. We ask that you will go to our Facebook page, go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, go there, don't forget to like and share. Then you can find all the links for the programs that we have done on Gospel Gold. We invite you to go there, and you will find information about several gospel artists. You will find the music. We'll find the link for each week, for each program. Each program here on Blog Talk Radio is archived, therefore each program has a separate link. You return to the Facebook page every week and find the link for that program, and you can hear Gospel Gold each week. We celebrate Black history every Monday night right here on Gospel Gold with African-American traditional gospel music. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go along in the show tonight. As we do every night, as we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father, our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for those who are listening tonight, those who are on the line, those who are on the internet. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your name. Amen and amen. We're going to come back with the program. Here is Keith Pringle. If you believe, you'll only hear here on Gospel Gold. That was Keith Pringle. Here on Gospel Gold, what we try to do is we always try to talk about the history of the music that we hear and the artists that we play. Minister Keith Pringle, Roy Keith Pringle, born August the 6th, 1952, American gospel musician and organist who is the founder of Pentecostal Community Choir. His first album, Let Everything That Have Breath Praise the Lord, was released in 1979. He went on to release more albums with Savoy Records, Hope Sing Records, Heartwarming Records, Muscle Shoals Records, Malico Records, and Platinum Entertainment. Five of these albums would chart on the Billboard Gospel Albums chart. He received a Grammy Award nomination for the song Call Him Up, that was on the 1980 album, True Victory. Roy Keith Pringle was born August 6 in Detroit, Michigan. He was reared in the Church of God in Christ, where at the age of 16 years old, New Bethel Young People's Choir had him as their organist. He would graduate from Northwestern High School and move to Chicago, Illinois for a time. Then he would finally relocate to Los Angeles, California. He got his college education at Los Angeles City College while attending James Cleveland's Cornerstone Institutional Baptist Church, where he was requested to go with Reverend Cleveland to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, after he got called forward to play the organ during one of the church's offertory periods. In September 1979, No Waves Tide was recorded live at Salem Baptist Church in Omaha, Nebraska, and Pringle was requested by Reverend Cleveland to sing on that track. In the middle of one of the refrains, Cleveland said, "Sing it for me, Keith." Pringle ad-libs the song, and it was a success and was a gold record and nominated for a Grammy. His music career as an act independent of Reverend Cleveland commenced in 1979 with the formation of the Pentecostal Community Choir with the album True Victory that was released on Savoy Records. It even got him a Grammy Award nomination for the song Call Him Up. The first album to chart, I Feel Like Going On, was released in Hop Sing Records in 1983. And this placed him upon the Billboard magazine gospel charts at number 11. While his next album, Perfect Peace, was released in 1984 by Heartwarming Records, and this placed number 3 on the aforementioned chart. The subsequent album, All to You, was released in 1987 by Muscle Shoals and placed at number 23 on the gospel album chart. He released No Greater Love in 1989 by Savoy Records, and this was a chart topper in the aforementioned Billboard charts. The latest album to chart, Magnify Him, was released by Muscle Shoals along with Malico Records in 1991, and it placed at number 15 on the all-time gospel album chart. And so tonight, beloved, I wanted to bring forth this great man of gospel, Minister Keith Pringle. We're going to listen to I Feel Like Going On, and then we'll listen to Someday I'll Be Free. Minister Keith Pringle.
Whatever you're going through today, you might be going through a little problem that you can't handle. Your friends might have turned their backs on you. Even the loved ones that you love so dear mistreat you. You might have gone to the doctor, and the doctor has given you some bad news. But whatever the problem is, whatever the situation is today, I want you just to hold on. You know, there was a time when I went through something and I didn't think I was going to make it. But I want to let you know something today. And it goes something like this.
I feel like
going on. you've got a problem.
I feel
this ought to be your determination tonight. I feel like going on. Oh.
That was Minister Keith Pringle. If you do not have any of his selections in your gospel library, it will greatly improve your library. Minister Keith Pringle. Here on Gospel Go, we always want to interview or introduce or reintroduce a gospel artist that you may know of and gospel artists that you may not know of. Here on Gospel Go, it is our intention to preserve the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page, the Gospel Go Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share. You'll find more information concerning Gospel Go on the Facebook page. One of the things that we do on Gospel Go is we want to make sure that we cover the history and the great achievements that our people have made in the gospel recording industry. And so each week for an hour, and we know that we cannot tell the whole story in an hour, but each week we come with the very best in traditional African-American gospel music. There are many other radio programs that feature different styles of gospel, but here on Gospel Go, we deal only with traditional African-American gospel music and the keeping of the tradition of that. And during the course of the season, you're going to be hearing various gospel programs. Gospel Go is sponsored by Faith That Lives Ministry, and you too can be a supporter of Gospel Go. We do have a Cash App. That Cash App is with the $ Gospel Go, one word, Gospel Go. The two G's are capital. The two G's are capital. The $ Gospel Go is the Cash App. You can also contact us through our email. The email address is gospelgold, one word, gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can contact us there. You can leave your request, or perhaps you may have information that you would like to share with Gospel Gold for an upcoming program. We would be so very glad to hear from you. We are live in the studio tonight. You can call in and you can speak to us directly in the studio. Our area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight as we continue our opening for this season. Here is Donald Vales with All of These Blessings Are Mine. this year, or this season of Gospel Gold, we want to do some things that we hadn't done in the last couple of seasons. As I said before, Gospel Gold is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. What we do here is we preserve the history of traditional African-American gospel music, and we talk about the various gospel artists, and we also talk about the history of the songs behind that they sing. One of the things that we do every so often is we have Quartet Night. And we have featured many quartets on Quartet Night. We have featured Sensational Nightingales, the Brooklyn All-Stars, Willis Pittman and the Burden Lifters, and many, many, many others. And there are so many great gospel quartets out there who have been very instrumental in the gospel recording industry. And we pay homage to them every so often, maybe every 2 weeks, every 2 months on Gospel Gold. We do a program called Quartet Night. But we've never done a program on the Mighty Clouds of Joy. This great group has been so prolific in the gospel recording industry for such a long time, made such great hits. And this year, we're going to go back and we're going to do a feature on the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Let's hear a little bit of that.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he was singing those old songs. They will be getting ready for the revival meeting. And it seemed like in my mind, I can hear him sometimes singing, "Oh, near, nearer, my God, to thee, oh, near. I was the oldest grandchild. Many days I would go by her home to talk to her. She taught me a lot. And some days when I would get to that old wooden house, tears would be running down those wrinkled cheeks. By me being the oldest boy, I always thought I could help. I used to ask her, I said, why are you crying? She would look at me and say, son, you're too young now. You're too young to understand my tears, she said, but just keep on living. And friends, today, I can understand her tears. I'm not ashamed to tell the world. Sometimes I have to cry. And some days when I would get to that old house, she would be humming and moaning on songs, And sometimes she wouldn't come out and say the words. And I would say to her, why are you moaning like this? She would say, son, when I moan, it confuses everybody. It confuses the devil. He doesn't know what I'm moaning about. Now, I may not be able to moan like a lot of people, but I believe I can moan a little bit like my grandmother. If she was still with us today, she would sound something like this. In my mind, I can hear her sometimes. Working and washing and ironing in that old wooden house. Seemed like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. And in my mind, friends, sometimes when I'm riding along in the bus or flying through the air, I can hear her humming sometime like this. Listen.
As I said before, we always go back into the history of traditional African-American gospel music, and we always talk about those groups that brought us over, those groups that were so prolific in the gospel field. And one of those groups we'll be featuring on this episode, on the next episode of Gospel Gold, the Chosen Gospel Singers. This is a group that was very, very instrumental back in the 60s. We're going to listen to a little bit of that. I want you to hear this great sound.
You
change.
You can't do it by talking.
your life, speak out for you.
We also will feature this season some of the new groups that are still continuing the tradition of traditional African-American gospel music, groups such as the Ecolairs of Tennessee. Let's listen to the theme song of that program.
Lord, I've got
run on and see
just what the
is gonna be.
Every day I'm making
preparations
to see
God's face.
Anybody here gonna
run on and see what the
y'all like that?
It's gonna be.
Can we try it again?
Ooh,
I've got
run on
and see.
Every day
I'm making. Come on, put your hands together.
To see
God's face. I've got to run on and see. I'm just gonna tell you one more thing. I found out in this race that if I
I can have
I got a witness here. If you don't mind, would you just tell me?
I've got a made up man to
run on
and see
what the need.
When I said no, and the door
be open
unto you, can I get a witness?
Anybody
go
run on,
run on,
yeah,
run on,
Beloved, our time is up, and I thank you for yours. We thank God for this night. We pray that you will have a great week. Don't forget to join us next Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for a new edition of Gospel Gold. You can go to our Facebook page, go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, for find the link for the program next week. Don't forget, you can also drop us a line at gospelgold@songwriter.net. And you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. The Cash App is the $ Gospel Gold with the two G's R capital. The two G's R capital. We'll see you next Monday night with a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray that you will have a great week and you will continue to let the Lord bless you.
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what?
I thank God.
cause it could have been me.
I knew he will. Have anybody been lonely tonight?